This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Monday Morning Quarterback, which is brought to you by Go Auto Insurance. Save money, drive safely, and the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. I'm Zach Strieff here alongside Saints quarterback Drew Brees. And Drew, 28 to 35, 243 yards, the two touchdowns. But really a game that it seemed like they really were going to give you a lot of underneath stuff and really force you to kind of methodically work your way down the field today.
Yeah, I think just the Greg Williams defense, you know, it's one of those, hey, we're going to play ultra conservative and then we're going to blitz you. Ultra conservative and we're going to blitz you. And there's really no in between. So I think it's just going into the game like this, we felt like, man, the most important thing is to take care of the football. So don't try to force it when they're playing ultra conservative. Wait for their pressure looks to try to take your shots potentially, but bottom line is completions are good, move the chains, and you know, eventually we'll catch him in something where we can get points. Unfortunately, the times where we caught him in something, we did not maximize those opportunities. I felt like we left a bunch of points out there in the first half, but by the time we figured it out, thankfully it was enough in the fourth quarter.
A couple of misses I want to ask you about, and yeah. I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit. The Ben Watson pass on the tight red zone. Can you talk me through the play and kind of what you saw?
Yeah, so that's one of those, you know, heavy play fake, look like you're, you know, burying it up in there and trying to get, you know, the defender's eyes on the ball, and Ben's just kind of slow releasing out. And so it's one of these trick 'em kind of plays. And honestly, I felt like I rushed it a little bit. So when I spun my head around, I felt the defender who was supposed to be covering Ben close enough to him that I felt like I had to make this perfect throw up and over him, when in reality, I think I'd just be a little more patient with the sell, and then I would have had a much easier touchdown.
It reminded me a little bit of the time you threw me the ball, except Ben's release was a lot cleaner. He did get out. He was free. I just want to ask you about it. Talk to me a little bit. Marcus Williams, obviously the end of last season, has the tough ending to the year and has gone through so much criticism. And you sit here in this game, we need a big play. We're in the fourth quarter. We really haven't had that big play happen yet to get us back in it. And Marcus Williams kind of baits Tyrod Taylor, who is the all-time leader in fewest interceptions per attempt in the NFL, and just baits him and baits him, gets a huge pick, puts us on the 18-yard line. Talk a little bit about Marcus, what you've seen from him.
Yeah. He is a ball-hawking safety. You know, I tell you, I mean, I just know from going up against him now for the last couple of months in training camp and OTAs and such, he's a guy that you always have to be aware of as to where he is. And he's got such good instincts, and he plays he's such a smart football player, too. He knows where the mismatches are potentially. He's going to lean there or he's going to jump that. And so you just felt like, man, we need to play in this situation. And sure enough, here comes that heavy play action that I felt like Cleveland had done a few times in the game. He was ready for it. He jumps it, makes what is, you know, a really defining play in the game.
You know, you get into one of these games, and it feels like we just can't get that play to get us over the hump. It's like you're just waiting for that moment. You get that play from Marcus. You also start a drive out before that. Alvin Kamara with a big 18-yard run to get a drive started, and he gets up, and you can see the excitement there. There was about four or five things that were going to need to have to happen at the end of that game that both we were going to have to do and the Browns were going to have to do. And both teams pulled through with their end of the bargain. So obviously we were able to do that. It's your 39th fourth quarter overtime comeback in your career. So that's one for every year that you are old. So that's good. So as the year goes, we'll need another one to get you. But what is different about this team? What allows this team, this offense, to always feel like it has a shot late in these games?
Well, we've got big time players. You know, we got guys that can make plays, and I think everyone rises to the occasion. I mean, you understand the play that needs to be made, and I think by that time too in a game, you feel the way the game has gone. You kind of know what you need to do in order to get the job done. And I think everybody, listen. every skill player knows that, man, their number could be called, and man, that means that that's the matchup, and man, we're coming to you, and you're going to be able to make the play. I think the guys up front did a great job with the pressure packages there during that 2-minute drive, you know, in order to allow us to set up to kick that field goal. So, man, it was just all in all, it was a great offensive, you know, team effort there at the end down the stretch, everybody making plays that they need to make to put us in position.
Well, you kept us in the end of our seats, edge of our seats, and obviously excited. Saints win 21-18. Thank you for joining us.
No problem, Streifer.
All right, buddy. A little less awkward week two, but still awkward. That was Monday Morning Quarterback. It's brought to you by Go Auto Insurance Company. Save money, drive safely, and the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center. That's it from here in the Superdome. Again, Saints win 21-18 against the Cleveland Browns. Back to the studio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.